Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. O Muslims, save the people of Gaza before they are completely annihilated and beware lest Allah's wrath and punishment befall you. Translated. The Jewish entity continues its genocide war on the Gaza Strip, targeting various parts of the Strip with airstrikes and heavy artillery shelling, resulting in dozens of deaths and injuries daily. For several weeks, it has intensified its bombardment of Gaza City, a densely populated area housing residents and displaced people from the northern part of the Strip, in preparation for its reoccupation. It targets schools and shelters, carries out massive demolition operations targeting entire residential blocks, and destroys residential towers, accompanied by warnings to evacuate to the southern part of the Strip. More than 700 days have passed since the genocide in Gaza, during which the Jewish entity committed the most heinous crimes of murder, destruction, displacement, and starvation against its people. The number of martyrs has exceeded 60,000, and the people of wounded has exceeded 100,000, according to statistics from the Ministry of Health. Deaths from famine and malnutrition have exceeded 400 cases, the majority of whom are children. UNICEF has warned of the unprecedented worsening of malnutrition among children, confirming that recent tests have shown that 1 in 5 children suffers from severe malnutrition. The people of Gaza described the horror and brutality of what they experienced, saying, quote, "It was like the horrors of Judgment Day," unquote, with blood, dismembered bodies, emaciated bodies, and the sounds of shelling and bombing that do not stop around the clock. For more than 700 days, the Jewish entity has crossed all the red lines that were said about it. There is no immunity for the elderly, women, children, or even a fetus in its mother's womb. Likewise, there is no protection for a hospital, shelter, mosque, or church. There is no safe place in Gaza. What the Jewish army designated as safe areas were bombed and massacres were committed. Many of those who were forced to flee the northern Gaza Strip and Gaza City are now sleeping on the ground and taking cover under the sky, with no house or tent to shelter them. It also used a war of starvation to subjugate people and kill them in the traps of American aid centers, bringing down with them all slogans of human rights, women rights, and children rights, and the shame of those who claim them from countries and institutions has been exposed. O Muslims, the Jews have gone too far in their transgression and proceeding with their plans to kill the largest number of people of Gaza and displace those who remain, to move forward in achieving their biblical dreams of establishing the state from the Nile to the Euphrates, as their leaders brazenly declare. This while leaning their backs on America and its arrogant criminal President Trump. Indeed, their arrogance and criminality have gone beyond the Blessed Land to reach Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Iran, Qatar, and more could follow. In this criminality, they rely on the treachery and complicity of your rulers, especially the rulers of the surrounding countries who protect them, oppress the people of Gaza, and prevent any movement to support them. So how long will this silence on these traitorous criminal rulers continue? Isn't it time for defensive protection, zeal, and chivalry to stir in the hearts and minds of the sincere ones in the Muslim armies? Will you not save your brothers and sisters before they are annihilated to the last man? Will you not save them and yourselves before Allah's wrath and punishment descends upon you as a result of this silence and failure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ.
If you still turn away, he will replace you with another people, and they will not be like you. Surah Muhammad, verse 38. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.